To drive legally in Vietnam, you need to have a license from home and an international driver's permit. Many people drive Vietnam without any license at all. It works, and the police will accept coffee money and send you on your way again. This can range from around $25 up to around $125. Luck, negotiation tactics, and how badly you drive all play a role in this coffee money number. It should be noted that the police rarely stop foreigners. They tend to target people who look like they can't drive, or of course, people who are speeding. If you are driving sensibly and confidently, they are very unlikely to stop you. The International Driver's Permit is a translation and agreement between countries to recognize each other's licenses. Unfortunately, there are two different versions, the 1968 and the 1949. The wiki page for International Driver's Permit is now quite clear about which countries belong to which version, but it does mean that people from countries such as America and Australia are not able to drive legally in Vietnam, even with the International Driver's Permit. You should still get it though, as it helps to be as by the book as possible, even if you are not 100% by the book. All you really need to know is that in Vietnam, it doesn't really matter about the license. This is assuming a routine holiday with no major incidents. But a blind eye to licenses does become a problem if you want your insurance from home to be valid, or if you find yourself in a major accident involving others. If you are driving illegally, then your insurance company will not cover you, and it makes negotiating and dealing with police in an accident very difficult. For Tigit, we do prefer people to have international driver's permits and licenses. The more by the book you can be, the better it is for the situation if there is a serious crash. It should be noted that Vietnam treats bikes over 150cc very differently to 150 and below. It is fairly normal for both tourists and locals to drive around on small scooters with no license. It's nothing unusual. But it is rare and serious to be found driving around on a big bike with no license. Keep this in mind when weighing up the risks of driving around Vietnam.